talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my coffin lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just 1 second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Cake, I Will Survive, and we always play that song for our radio show the weekend of our home show, which is going on this weekend. We had a great day yesterday, and we'll be opening the show to the public at 10 a.m. This morning. Free parking this weekend, by the way, thanks to Aquatica Pools and Spas. Free admission today and tomorrow, thanks to Siwa Furniture and Design. And the home show is opens today at 10 a.m. We've got the show is sold out. We've got over 100 local A-list vendors that are here to help you. They're motivated to work with you. They've given up their weekend and braved the icy roads to set up a portable showroom at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and they are ready to work with you. And as we have been saying, we want everyone to come to the Charleston Home Design Show for the ideas and leave with a plan. And isn't that what life's all about? You want to make changes in your home, and you're not exactly sure how to, what are the steps, who am I going to hire to get those things done? You can get answers to all of your home remodeling or new construction challenges this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show, taking place at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms, and you'll want to go down West Montague Avenue and then turn into where the North Charleston Performing Arts Center is and the North Charleston Convention Center. Most people have been to a concert or some sort of an event, so you know where you want to park on that side of the convention center, because the Charleston Boat Show is taking place on the opposite side. So you're going to have a bit of a walk if you decide to park in the parking garage at the North Charleston Convention Center. So save yourself a few steps and park near the Performing Arts Center or the North Charleston Coliseum. But we've got lots of things going on this weekend. Lots and lots of A-list local vendors that are just waiting to work with you. We've got free design consultations today and tomorrow with local interior designers and architects. So if you have a project, or you're looking to get a project, bring some of your samples that you've been picking up at different showrooms, maybe paint samples, things like that, and we will sit you down with a professional interior designer or architect, and they will provide you with a free design consultation, and they're about 20 minutes in length, but man, you can get so much accomplished. You'd be surprised. And so these design professionals are used to working very quickly with folks. But as soon as you walk into the Charleston Homan Design Show, we're going to give you our latest issue of Charleston Homan Design Magazine, totally free. It's got Leva Bonaparte from Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality on the cover. As I mentioned, free admission all weekend long. We waived admission, so no reason not to come to the Charleston Homan Design Show this weekend. Show hours today are 10 a.m. until 6 p.m., and show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you have plenty of time to get to the Charleston Homan Design Show today. And if you can't make it today, you'll want to stop by tomorrow. No reason not to come, because free admission and free parking all weekend long at the Charleston Homan Design Show. Visit charlestonhomandesign.com, charlestonhomandesign.com for more information, and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Ernie Waddy with Your Next Door Garage Door Specialists. How are you doing, Ernie?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Ernie, take a moment and tell everyone about Your Next Door Garage Door Specialists.
Sure, sure. We've been in business back from probably 1996. A lot of good training, different things. My partner and I actually merged our services. We're both retired firemen, and we have gotten into the garage door business, and we like to try to treat people the right way, and at definitely a much fairer price than what's out there on the market, and we like to take pride in what we do.
All right, great. And we're very proud to have Your Next Door, the Garage Door Specialist, as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Homan Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And I believe that the very first booth that folks will see as they enter the Charleston Homan Design Show is on the very first row is the Your Next Door Garage Door Specialist booth. What will people experience when and what will you be talking to folks at the home show about when they visit the Your Next Door Garage Door Specialist booth?
Well, we will have displays out of our different openers that we install, anywhere from LiftMaster to Lanier. Is what we display, anywhere from what we call jack lifts, which are motors that go on the side of torsion bars, that kind of thing, as well as regular ones that are off of the ceiling. There's so many different styles and things now. They've gone on Wi-Fi. You can have them on your phone, different things. The type of doors that we have probably one of the only custom shops around. My partner David actually builds doors from scratch with Sapele wood, and we install those a lot of stuff out on Sullivan's Island, Kiowa, different things, and then we also have regular doors that we put in. Have a variety of those as far as the metal doors are concerned, different styles, different. Thicknesses, different looks for sure. So there's a variety of them, and we will have all this on display. We also do a lot of repairs for individuals as well. So you get a lot of calls for broken springs and repairs that need to be made to doors and things like that. So we will have a variety of springs out. So we can explain to the customers exactly what's going on. And we have some coupons that we're also going to give out there at the if you come and see us, and we are going to give away a free servicing and diagnostic of your door and your opener if you come by our booth, and won't cost you anything. We'll come out, we'll take a look at everything, we'll lubricate it up and service it for you, and tell you to have a great rest of your day, and just to be able to meet and greet with you. And that's the way we like to do our business, and And then you can give us a call back at a later date or pass us on to friends and family, and we do appreciate all of it.
Wow, well, that's definitely a valuable service, and having a free garage door service, in addition to having free admission to the Charleston Home and Design Show and free parking at the Charleston Home and Design Show, it really is going to pay off for folks to visit the Charleston Home and Design Show, and we want everyone to stop by the Your Next Door, the Garage Door Specialist booth, and get that coupon for the free service that offer that you have. I'm probably going to get one of those myself. And you know, that's I can see why that would be attractive, not just to homeowners, but to Your Next Door, the Garage Door Specialist, too, because you're able to introduce yourself and establish a relationship, and hopefully when they needed a garage door down the line or a repair, you folks will be the first ones that they call.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Exactly. And once again, thanks so much to Your Next Door, the Garage Door Specialist, for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Your Next Door, the Garage Door Specialist?
Well, they can search for us online. They could search for us online, and when they put in Your Next Door, it will pop up, and you can see all of our reviews. We've got 5-star reviews on Google and different things, and we have a lot of displays on the AMAR site as well. We deal with AMAR, so you can go to AMAR.com. That's AMARR.com, and you can see the materials and what the doors are made of, and see different designs, and actually design your own door on site. Then give us a call and say, I want a price on this one right here. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy.
Yep. Well, that's great. Well, again, special thanks to Your Next Door, Garage Door Specialist, for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, and that's happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center. Thanks so much, Ernie.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and we are very proud to have the Building Center as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How are you doing, Tal?
I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well, too.
Yes, sir. Tal, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Building Center.
The Building Center is a privately held company that was founded in 1977. We currently have 13 locations servicing most of North and South Carolina to contractors in the building industry, residential, commercial, multifamily segments. We have three truss plants. We have three door shops, and we have three specialty yards that carry sheetrock and installed insulation, and we all deal with, of course, lumber and other building products.
Gotcha. And the Building Center, you won't find the Building Center right here in the immediate Charleston area. You're just outside of the Charleston metro. And I like to think of it as you're kind of in the cheap rent district, where you folks are in, Holly Hill. Is that right?
The Holly Hill branch. Yes, we have a branch there, but the branch that I'm at is about 20 minutes outside of Georgetown. We're actually closer to Andrews, South Carolina.
Gotcha.
We have, about 124,000 square feet warehouse here on 72 acres. So we have plenty of room to grow,
and the Building Center trucks are delivering materials to builders in Charleston though every day, right?
Yes, sir. Charleston up the East Coast to the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say? Homeowners are more involved with the decision making when it comes to building a new custom home or remodel projects. What would you and that homeowner could say to their builder, "Hey, I want you to buy the materials for our project from the building center." A homeowner can spec that, and of course, builders can urge their clients, the homeowners, to also to say, "Hey, I've been working. I'd like to work with the building center." But give some good reasons why those folks should decide on choosing the building center, because they have other choices for building materials in Charleston.
That's very true. It's something I challenge my sales force with on a regular basis. Why should I buy from you when I have so many options? The thing that we take pride in is the service that we offer to the customers that we have. We have professional sales folks that have many years of experience in this industry. And this is an industry that does require a good bit of knowledge, from product knowledge to building codes knowledge, to make sure we pair the right product up with the right project. Because often that's not the case. People that aren't as knowledgeable as some of our experienced folks are would see something that they like, but it might not actually meet the building code. So mm-hmm. That's one thing that we try to educate our folks on. And we do regular product training classes here to keep all of my staff up on the latest trends and the latest changes in building codes and any new products that are available in the market.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so will someone notice any difference when they're working with the building center in terms of just the difference between the building center being outside of Charleston versus some of the lumber yards that are in Charleston?
No, sir. We are very similar to our brothers and sisters in the industry. What does set us apart is the level of service that we offer to our customers. Proximity to a job site does make a difference in some cases, but we have a full fleet of trucks and we're able to service any account with any product line just as well as anybody else is.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the best way for folks to learn more about the building center?
Go to our website, tbcinc.us. It's a new website that we've just updated, and it has files there that you can view on the products that we offer, the vendors that we deal with, the services that are available, and it also has contact information for all of our locations. So whatever is the closest location to you, you can reach out to those folks directly and not have to go through a main switchboard line and get transferred.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and come out and see the Building Center at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. And once again, thank you to the Building Center for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Tal.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be a sponsor.
And now we're talking with Angela Yopst with Advance Window Fashions, and we are very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How are you doing, Angela?
Hey, Tim. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today.
You bet. Angela, take a moment and tell everyone about Advance Window Fashions.
Absolutely. Advanced Window Fashions is a family-owned custom window treatment company here in Mount Pleasant for over 20 years. We're a Hunter Douglas gallery. We sell motorized and cordless shades. We sell custom drapery and outdoor shades as well. We also offer cleaning services, and we do some repairs.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And Advanced Window Fashions, you folks are one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. So we're very, very grateful to have an A-list company like Advanced Window Fashions as one of our sponsors. And what will people be experiencing when they visit the Advanced Window Fashions display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
We are super excited for the home show. We will have a portion of our gallery. So we'll have some of our Hunter Douglas gallery shades. We'll have a drapery display, some fabric samples, and some hardware. All of our products are custom, so you can book a consultation at the home show or stop into our newly renovated showroom.
Very good. What about plantation shutters? Will you be showing any of those?
We'll have a small display. Most likely, we'll have a small display of the shutters, but it'll be mostly the shades and the drapery.
Gotcha. Are plantation shutters still pretty popular at Advanced Window Fashions?
They are still very popular. They are that kind of timeless, classic Charleston design. But woven shades have been very popular this year. It's a perfect option for that natural coastal low country setting. We also do a lot of the outdoor shades now, and those are great for some privacy and UV protection for your porch or patio, and you can use those year round. And drapery has made a huge comeback recently as well.
Yeah. And as far as the drapery goes, how does that work? Is there a workroom that Advanced Window Fashions works with?
We do. So we offer an endless selection of design options for custom drapery. Linen has been very popular. You can get a really neat pattern. We offer a selection of different brands, and you can come in, take a look at our fabric display, and pick out the perfect option for you. And we can also come to your home and have a design consultation there as well to get the correct measurements.
And folks can visit Advanced Window Fashion showroom, beautiful showroom in Mount Pleasant, but most times you folks are visiting the home where the window treatments will be ultimately installed, right?
That's correct. So we can come right to your home and do a personal consultation there. We can also bring some of the fabric selections to your home as well, if you prefer.
Gotcha. And that's important because you're able to see what the window treatments look like in the lighting that is in your home. So sometimes the lighting in a showroom is a little different from what you might see in your home.
Correct. Absolutely. So it's great to see what they look like directly and what type of sun you get different times of day as well.
Yeah. Well, what's the best way for folks to reach Advanced Window Fashions?
You can call or text us at 843-881-8858. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can go onto our website at advancedwindowfashions.com or come into our newly renovated showroom at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, Suite 105 in Mount Pleasant.
All right, great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th. Free admission and free parking, and definitely check out Advanced Window Fashions display. Thank you so much, Angela Yopst and Advanced Window Fashions, for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thanks so much, Tim.
And now we're talking with TJ Ford with Siwa Furniture Design. How are you, TJ?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. TJ, take a moment and tell everyone about Siwa Furniture Design.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, thanks for having me on the show today.
Sure.
It's a good opportunity. Siwa Furniture and Design. We are an interior design company, a furniture store, a brick and mortar retail shop on John's Island. We've specialize in new furniture, custom tailored designs. That's what we offer.
Gotcha, gotcha. And Siwa, that's kind of an unusual name. How did that name come about?
Yeah, whenever I started the company, you know, that's always an important part of creation. But we wanted to be unique and also tailored to the community. And being right there at the footprint of Seabrook and Kiwa Islands, that's kind of a play on words with Siwa. Unite the two and bring them together and also highlight the community where we are.
Gotcha. So Siwa Furniture and Design, you folks are very popular, I'm sure, with property owners on Seabrook Island and Kiwa Island. What about the rest of the Charleston community?
Yep, absolutely. That's our goal, right? Is to really expand the awareness of who we are, what we're capable of, but also the personal touch. I'm always a big advocate for growing slow. Like, I'd rather grow slow and improve our processes, improve the quality of service that we offer, not just the products, but the services and the little things that make us personable with our clientele. So, you know, we do have an outreach marketing strategy to expand in different markets and territories, but we're still also like just refining who we are as a company.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Good deal. And we're very proud to have Siwa Furniture and Design as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's coming up January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And Siwa Furniture and Design has a special sponsorship, which I'm sure all of Charleston would be interested in, and that is that you folks are providing free admission to the Charleston Home and Design Show all weekend long. So not just we usually have a free admission on Friday, but we're also offering free admission to the Charleston Home and Design Show, thanks to Siwa Furniture and Design, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, January 24th through the 26th. So no reason why anyone should not want to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show for the ideas and leave with a plan. And TJ, what will Siwa Furniture and Design have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
Yeah, that's right. It's a great opportunity for us to, again, expand our brand awareness. But while we're there, we have an interactive board that will be displaying some of our designs and some of our capabilities. Some of our Rockstar team members will be there. I'll be there showcasing a few items in a limited size booth, but also having the tech to be able to show you what we can offer, what product lines we offer. We'll also be offering a 20% off of retail for anything that's committed to purchase there at the show. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, that's great. And TJ, do you have a background in furniture?
Besides just a passion growing up, I've always, furniture's always intrigued me.
Yeah, so prior to creation of Siwa Furniture, I was at the tail end of my career in NASCAR as the jackman on a pit crew. I knew it was time to start planning for the next phase. And I always loved Charleston. I've always been an entrepreneur. I love furniture. So a combination of those things is what ultimately led to the founding of Siwa. And the really cool thing is everything that I learned from my past experience with championship contending teams it directly applies to even the small team in a completely different industry. We might not be changing tires in 9 seconds at Siwa, but I would put that team up against anyone. Ultra talented, humble, and coachable, and we're always trying to beat yesterday, and that's what makes us successful. But it's also really cool to see it come full circle. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Joey Logano, and other people in the NASCAR industry have now become clients of Siwa, which is really cool.
Highly organized, I'm sure.
Yeah, you do, and it really all boils down to the details,
right?
And that's why and also like team chemistry. I was blessed to be a part of championship pit crews with Kyle Busch and Jimmy Johnson for 15 of my 20 years in that sport.
Oh, wow.
So it's just the chemistry that you build and develop from a team, that's ultimately what makes you successful.
Mm.
So a lot of my strong suit with SEWA is recruiting and managing, you know, good teams and keeping that chemistry alive.
Oh, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about SEWA Furniture and Design?
Yeah, you can find us on the website at sewafurniture.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at SEWA Furniture.
And SEWA is spelled?
SEAWAH.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we have been talking with TJ Ford with SEWA Furniture and Design. And we are very grateful, very thankful to SEWA Furniture and Design to be our free admission sponsor at the Charleston Home and Design Show. So all weekend long, January 24th through the 26th. Free admission all day to come to the show. Thanks to SEWA Furniture and Design. Thanks so much, TJ.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Brian Pasgiorni with Aquatica Pools and Spas, and we are very proud to have Aquatica Pools and Spas as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th. At the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good.
We are anxiously awaiting this home show and looking forward to the great event that it was last year, repeating itself.
Oh, that's great. Good deal. Well, we too are looking forward to it, and it's always great to have Aquatica Pools and Spas involved in the Charleston Home and Design Show. And this year, Aquatica Pools and Spas is sponsoring the free parking that people can enjoy at the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballroom. So thank you so much to Aquatica Pools and Spas for providing the free parking.
Yeah, nobody likes paying for parking, so little things we can do and, you know, take care of people.
Right, right. Yeah, and even though it's free to the public, there's still a cost involved, and so we're very grateful to have Aquatica Pools and Spas as our parking sponsor for the Charleston Home and Design Show. So Brian, take a moment and tell everyone about Aquatica Pools and Spas.
Yeah, so Aquatica Pools and Spas has been building pools in the Lowcountry for the last 8 years. We build commercial and residential gunite swimming pools. We have a full design center and showroom here in North Charleston. This is our home location. We also operate in the Hilton Head and Bluffton area, but Charleston is home for our owners and for our team. We are adding, we have a full landscape division. So our goal is with clients, we are able to provide them with a full service experience for their yard and transform their outdoor space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because a lot of folks, when they decide they want to get a new swimming pool installed in their backyard, that oftentimes will trigger, they'll say, well, while we're at it, why don't we add an outdoor kitchen or a fire pit area or a pergola or something like that. And usually for a lot of pool companies in Charleston, they can refer the homeowner to different companies to maybe do that kind of work. But Aquatica Pools and Spas, you folks can handle all of that. You have in-house teams that can handle, besides the swimming pool, what else can Aquatica Pools and Spas help homeowners with?
Yeah, so we have in-house teams for everything from, you know, irrigation and sod to hardscape. We see a lot of people with hardscape, fire pits, pergolas, outdoor kitchens. We have two beautiful outdoor kitchens here in the showroom. And then, you know, down to plant material and just overall landscape lighting and even some projects that involve more of a structure. We have partnered with a few local builders to make that an easy process for homeowners and allow them to kind of take some of the take. We like to take the stress on for them and, you know, allow them a seamless, easy project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would imagine that really, really helps with coordination between the different trades and so forth. So that instead of, you know, the pool company having their priorities and not really worrying about, you know, the impact having an outdoor kitchen installed or a pergola installed. Since it's all being handled under one umbrella through Aqua Blue Pools and Spas, I imagine that makes it a very, very positive experience for homeowners.
Sure, yeah. We like to make it an easy process for them, and also just communication. It just cuts back on communication, allows for, you know, it all to be funneled through one person and have one person responsible for the project as a project manager and just keep things going.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Aquatica Pools and Spas?
Yeah. So, you can go to our website, it's aquaticapoolsandspas.com, or check out our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We are heavily involved with those four avenues. Or also come by our showroom. Our showroom is here off Ashley Industry Drive in Ashley Phosphate, and in North Charleston, and meet our team, see some of the materials and our pool outside, and get this project started for you.
Yeah, and just to clarify, it's more than just a showroom at Aquatica Pools and Spas. You refer to it as a campus. How many acres of space do you folks have in North Charleston?
Yeah, so it's about 4 acres here. We have the honor of having all of our labor in-house for the project. And so we have all the materials, all the guys here every morning. They all work for us. And it just allows for accountability and transparency with the whole project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're going to see more than a showroom. They're going to see an entire campus with outdoor living spaces and then also the showroom indoors. So that's great. Well, we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th. Enjoy free parking thanks to Aquatica Pools and Spas, and you'll definitely want to check out their display and as we say regarding the Charleston Home and Design Show, we want the public to come for the ideas and leave with a plan. And that's exactly what you'll get at the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th. And special thanks to free parking sponsor Aquatica Pools and Spas. And thanks, Brian, for taking a couple of minutes to tell our listeners about all about Aquatica Pools and Spas. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and we are very proud to have Shelf Genie as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you very much for having me on.
You bet, you bet. And thank you so much, Chris, for stepping up. Shelf Genie being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show, you folks always have a great presence at our home show. And why don't you take a moment and just tell our listeners all about Shelf Genie?
Absolutely. So Shelf Genie, we work with your storage space. It can be your kitchen, your bathroom, your pantry, your closet. Doesn't matter. Anywhere you've got storage, we have solutions to give you better organization in that space and easier access. I think in the end, you know, the thing that's super important is, you know, it reduces anxiety just to be able to see that stuff organized, to know what you've got, and then to be able to get to that easily.
Mm-hmm.
So we have solutions for all different areas to really help your life out.
Gotcha. Where are some of the more popular areas that Shelf Genie can help homeowners?
Pantries seem to be one of the areas that most homeowners need a lot of help with. We do cabinet pantries, of course, but we also do closet pantries, walk-in pantries, corner pantries. That's honestly probably half of our business. We can really give you tremendous organization in that area, reduce a lot of wasted space, and give you more storage space to store the items that you use every day.
Gotcha. And specifically, what tell our listeners about what Shelf Genie will do. So someone has a cluttered pantry, or they have maybe some base cabinets in their kitchen that they have forgotten exactly what is back there, you know, deep below in the back of the cabinetry. And how does Shelf Genie make those spaces more usable?
So the way we tackle the problem is we offer a free design consultation. One of our designers actually comes out to the home, and they want to work with you to develop a solution that really improves your life. So they want to look at, you know, your storage space, of course, but they want to look at what you're storing. They want to look at how you use that space to develop something that's maximized for the way you live in that space. Well, you can go into the same house 10 different times with 10 different people, and the solution is completely different each time because everybody uses their space differently and has different things to store. So it's not really a one-size-fits-all. We take great care to develop a solution with the customer that really benefits their life.
Gotcha. So Shelf Genie is offering that professional guidance in terms of getting your pantry, your kitchen cabinets organized, and exactly how does Shelf Genie do that? Talk about the pull out shelves that Shelf Genie will install for folks.
Yeah, so our pullouts, we have a lot of different styles. We have, of course, different colors and things like that, different materials for aesthetic purposes. But really, the functionality is customized for every person. So the depth of that glide out, the width, how deep it is for actually putting items into it, how deep the drawer is, all that's customized for the person and what they're trying to store. The great thing about pullouts are you pull it out of the cabinet, you can easily get access to everything that's in the back. You don't have to get out on your hands and knees and digging around in the back of cabinets. No more of those little crazy half shelves in your base cabinets that you really can't see what's on. They don't store very much. We take care of those problems. And many times we can get a lot more storage out of that space, again, just by getting rid of all that wasted vertical space inside your storage.
So Shelf Genie isn't going to try to talk a homeowner into replacing their cabinetry. You work with their existing cabinetry.
That's correct. We don't worry about cabinets. We don't sell cabinets. We just try to make the inside of your cabinets more functional and more livable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and cabinetry can be very, very expensive, and I'm sure people are thinking, I needed to update my kitchen, that might mean tearing out all the cabinets and hiring a general contractor and so forth, and that's not necessary with what Shelf Genie offers.
That's correct. I mean, you're right. Cabinets are extremely expensive to replace. I always tell people, if your cabinets are constructed well and you don't need to change the layout in the kitchen, there's no reason to replace your cabinets. You know, if you go buy new cabinets, you're going to spend a lot of money and you're going to end up with the same problem initially that you had, where you can't really access the things that you want. You still don't have the luxury of the Shelf Genie to actually make those things easily accessible and super organized.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Shelf Genie has a very high profile spot at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. People will see it just as they enter the home show. And what will Shelf Genie have on display?
We actually have a full kitchen display there. We have a pantry cabinet. We have a lot of base cabinets. Just to kind of show you what can be done in the kitchen. We do so many things and it's completely custom. We can't show everything, but we like to show a good variety and the areas that we can touch and how we can help you.
Well, very good. Well, in the meantime, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
They can check out our website, shelfgenie.com. A lot of great information out there and photos. If they'd like to book a pre-design consultation, they can book it directly on our website, or they can call our office with the number that's located there.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And those ballrooms, it's a beautiful space, huge huge space. This is definitely the biggest home show in Charleston, with over 100 different booths, and you'll want to park near the Performing Arts Center and the Coliseum on that side of the convention center. And we're looking forward to everyone checking out Shelf Genie at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Tim.
And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And now we're talking with Jody Crosby. How are you, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, take a moment and tell everyone about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Well, Crosby Creations Home Designs offers a good variety of design services, ranging from custom home design. We sell stock plans that we can typically do a pretty detailed search for people based on what their requests are. And we also do designs for renovations and additions, apartment garages. Some people might hear the acronym ADU, which would be like an additional dwelling unit that people might want to do for a rental, or maybe a mother-in-law suite, something like that. You know, barn dominiums, all of your design needs, basically, Tim.
Gotcha. And does Crosby Creations Home Designs, do you folks work with people creating creating a home plan just for new construction or for remodel as well?
Yeah, we do new construction and we do models. And if someone were to, you know, even find a plan on the internet that they purchased and they wanted to bring it to within our current aesthetics or building codes with the coastal elements and that sort of thing, we can even, you know, with a release and purchase, we can redraw that for them and make it what they want it to be. So all of your drafting and design needs, we can pretty much cover it.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, if there's one thing that that you need if you are building a new home, or you're doing a remodel, or as you mentioned, perhaps converting that garage to a ADU, you need a plan. And otherwise, you're winging it, and it's going to cause costly mistakes. And so, besides being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show, Crosby Creations Home Designs, you will be offering free design consultations for homeowners. And what would be the right type of person that would want to reserve a free design consultation with Jody Crosby?
Typically, the folks that we meet during these consults are going to be ones that come in and they want to do a project to their existing home. So what I'll have my computer with me, and I will help kind of guide them in the way that they need. You know, what information do we still need? Do they need to order a survey? Altogether, I'll kind of do a little workup to let them know whether or not their project is feasible. And that feasibility consult sort of includes whether or not you have enough property to do what you want. I'll do a down and dirty search on some zoning, the best that I can with, you know, sort of the limited time that we have of, you know, will this project work within your zoning? So, for instance, City of Charleston, they have some, you know, pretty strict building height, guidelines for accessory buildings or something like that. So if someone came to me and said, I want to do a two-story ADU in my backyard and I'm in City of Charleston, zoned SR1, I'd go, well, we're going to have to, you know, kind of bring that down a little bit. So the goal for those design consults is for people to come in with all of their ideas. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. Let's see if it's possible. So they can sort of walk away and say, okay, great. We know that, you know, this is definitely a feasible project for us. We can start pulling together surveys and, you know, interviewing builders and maybe getting on my schedule to get us out to the field and that sort of thing. Or they can walk away and go, you know, what we thought we could do, we really can't. It's kind of one of those list it or love it episodes on HGTV.
Right.
You know, can we do it or can we not do it? Is it worth it or is it not worth it? And there's so many things, there's so many moving parts to these projects. For instance, someone comes to me and says, I have a 1,000-square-foot house and I want to do 800-square-foot addition on it. Then I can go, okay, well, code tells us that if you do that, then you've got to bring the entire structure up to code, and I'll kind of go over the list of things with them. So there's, you know, I've been doing this for a while, so I've got some information in my back pocket that just sort of helps guide homeowners in the right direction, so they sort of walk away knowing what they, you know, what they need to do, or if they need to sort of regroup and figure out something else to do with their money, basically.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, besides offering those free design consultations to create a home plan, whether you've got a remodel project or new construction, the people can visit. What will folks see when they visit the Crosby Creations Home Designs booth?
So we'll have some boards up with lots of project photos so they can sort of see some of our work product. I've got some books that I sort of keep out on the tables that they can look at full sets of home plans. They can see exactly what they're going to get for their money. You know, this is what it's going to look like. You know, your 20-page set of plans is going to look like this. We're going to have stock plans laid out as well. So if someone says, you know, hey, I want to do an apartment garage, we can go, oh, well, these are the ones that we offer. And they can sort of look through our cut sheets and say, ah, you know, yeah, great. And it just kind of like our website on a couple of tables, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Well, that's great. Well, we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. And we want everyone to stop by the Crosby Creations Home Designs booth and talk to Jody Crosby. And in the meantime, what's a great way for folks to learn more about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
They can always visit us online at crosby-creations.com or give us a call in the office at 843-998-0505.
All right, great. Well, come out and see Jody Crosby at the Crosby Creations Home Designs booth. And thanks so much to Crosby Creations Home Designs for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks so much, Jody.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with June Teague with HLG. And HLG is one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How are you doing, June?
I am doing wonderful. I hope you are.
Yeah, yeah. June, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HLG.
Well, HLG is a family-run business. We do a lot of landscape, but we are actually kind of moving towards more of the hardscape. So, you know, if you've got patios, driveways, fencing, any of that kind of stuff, we can do. I mean, we are kind of your one-stop shop. We can do just about all of it. And we do still do plenty of landscape. So, you know, we can do sod, we do drainage mitigation, all that kind of stuff. Tree removal, whatever you need, pruning, we can do it. But yeah, we've been around for about 25 years, give or take, and just excited to see what 2025 is going to bring.
Well, that's great. Yes, HLG, you folks have been had a presence at our home shows. I think most of the past 20 years that our home show has been in existence. people will see HLG displays at our home shows. And this year, you folks decided to step up and become a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show. So thank you very much to HLG for being a sponsor of the home show. What will HLG have on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening January 24th through the 26th in the North Charleston Convention Center ballrooms?
Yeah, well, we are excited to be sponsors this year. We are still in the process of figuring out what exactly we're going to do. But as usual, it will be a showstopper. Our booths have always gotten a lot of attention, whether it's a water feature, whether it's a fire pit, whether we do like a patio design, whatever it is, it's going to be amazing. And it's probably going to have a little bit of all of those features in it. So very excited to get everything kind of set and finalized and know exactly what it's going to be. But it is definitely going to be worth your time to swing by and visit us.
Well, it'll be a surprise for folks when they visit the HLG display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. But one thing that they will see for sure is if anyone is planning on doing any kind of improvements in their front yard, their backyard, backyard makeovers, that kind of thing, they'll be able to talk directly with HLG about the projects that they want to get going in 2025, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we will be there the entire time, ready to talk and get all kinds of information from you and answer all kinds of questions. We absolutely love these shows because it is an opportunity to, you know, just visit with potential clients and kind of get an idea of what you're looking for. Because, you know, I mean, I was watching a TV show the other day or something. I can't remember what it was. But anyway, they were talking about how they didn't care about the front yard because the front yard is for your neighbors. But they were like, I want to focus on the backyard because that is for me. Mm. I was like, hey, I like that idea. But you know what? We focus on both. So it doesn't really matter if you want to make the neighbors happy, or if you want to make yourself happy, we'll take care of it.
Well, that's great. Well, we hope everyone will come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th, and definitely check out the HLG display. And in the meantime, how can folks get more information about HLG?
You can visit our website at hlggrowerscarolina.com. Or you can contact us at 843-819-0955.
All right, great. So if you have any plans for hardscapes, water features, patios, fire pits, anything to do with improving your front yard and backyard, you definitely want to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show January 24th through the 26th, and you'll be talking. You can get all the info you need. We're proud to say we want folks to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show for the ideas and leave with a plan.
Absolutely.
We've been talking with June Teague with HLG, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. Thanks so much, June.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And we look forward to seeing you at the home show.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.